Yes, the whole idea of being able to swap from a working holiday visa to an employment visa is something of a red herring. There are no formal preclusions from making the application to adjust your status from working holiday visa to an employment visa. When you make your application for the employment visa, you clearly need to be a professional for the purposes of the general employment policy, which means traditionally a 2-year post-graduation working experience in a managerial or supervisory capacity profile on your CV, along with clearly you being a graduate at the same time. Understanding that those two facets are the minimum criteria to be deemed a professional for the purposes of the general employment policy, the Immigration Department will then look to the nature of the role, the specific skills, knowledge and experience that you possess in the context of that role, and whether a local person could reasonably be expected to uptake that work. So all these things do impact on the application for you to adjust your status through to a normal employment visa. If you have had clear experience in the role or an associate role while you've been spending time in Hong Kong on your working holiday visa, that will be factored into the deliberations that the Immigration Department give as regards your potential for approval. It seems to me from what you've described, you're certainly a professional. There's nothing under the general employment policy which will preclude you from getting approved. But a close assessment of the role and whether any local person could reasonably be expected to uptake that work should be undertaken, and also make it obvious in your submissions that the compensation that you're going to be enjoying as the new role of account manager is broadly commensurate with market rates. One final point. Unique language abilities in of themselves don't represent specialness for the purposes of the general employment policy. They do help, of course, it's another feather in your cap in that regard, but if your argument is going to hinge on the fact that you do speak a particular language and the ability to speak that particular language is mission critical to the application, to the extent that that's the only special nature of what you do, then that could be an undoing in your application, because the Immigration Department don't accord, as I say, specific qualities to foreign language abilities. It's really the greater picture that is in play here. So, all things considered, you're certainly in the hunt for an approval in your circumstances. Just please make sure that your application takes the guise within the framework that I've just laid out for you. Okay, I hope you found that useful.